The Chesapeake Bay is host to the largest breeding population of ospreys in the world. They tell us when spring is here and give us clues about the bay's health. Now, as ospreys begin their annual migration to Central and South America, biologists say there has been a decline in their population over the last few years. Pamela D'Angelo reports for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
Most of these two are males.
Every year, Reese Lukai and Crystal Matthews monitor osprey nests in Southeast Virginia for William & Mary's Center for Conservation Biology and the Virginia Aquarium. Osprey, like bald eagles, are a comeback story. Their eggs were destroyed by the pesticide DDT until it was banned in 1972.
And it wasn't until the late 1970s that we began to observe osprey here in Southeast Virginia. Historically, they've built primarily in the top of dead trees.
But people also like living along the water, and dead trees are a liability.
It's the first thing that goes down are dead trees.
On a tour of osprey nests around a section of Virginia Beach, it's heavily developed.
I just cleared this lot earlier this year.
Wow.
Look at the size of that house.
To help the osprey along, nesting platforms were built out on the water. In 1972, there were about 1,400 breeding pairs around the bay. Now, there are more than 10,000. Lukai and Matthews counted 74 nests with breeding pairs this summer, but many of the young didn't make it.
We found 33 nests out there that the young disappeared from. And we suspect, based on what we have seen, that great horned owls are playing a part in the loss of young in these osprey nests.
That's a great horned owl. Lukai holds a plastic bag containing the leg of a baby osprey. It still has the purple band he put on it.
We banded on June the 9th, and it was found on June the 13th. So we know that the only creature that's going to be able to pick up a 2-pound bird off a nest in the water and fly to a tree and devour the chick.
Biologists in Maryland are also reporting an increase in nest failures. 2/3 of the nests failed at Solomon's Island, and about half failed upriver at Patuxent River Park. Naturalist Greg Kern says weather was a big factor, with heavy winds and rain during the hatch period. There were also owl and crow attacks.
The owls seem to be adapting this behavior because there's so many osprey nests now, it's easy pickings.
Out in the Upper Bay on Poplar Island, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Peter McGowan says half of 23 nests have failed since 2014.
We've had two cold and wet Mays in a row, which is a crucial part of the incubation period. And also we've been seeing an increased number in fish crows on the island.
Brian Watts, who heads the Center for Conservation Biology, considers predators a secondary problem. He points to studies that equate a decline in menhaden, a key fish in osprey diet, to low reproductive rates.
And it's like the old story of people blindfolded and putting their hand on an elephant and seeing different parts of the elephant. So there are different factors that are influencing osprey reproductive rates in different places. What we need is a larger system-wide perspective. And I think what you'll see is that food stress is the dominant issue.
In 2019, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission will be considering the impacts of the menhaden fishery on species like the osprey. I'm Pamela D'Angelo for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
If you want to help monitor ospreys, you can join the center's International Osprey Watch Program. The link is at WYPR.org. Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative, is funded with grant support from the Clayton Baker Trust, the Bancroft Foundation, Michael and Ann Hankin, the Jim and Patty Rouse Foundation, the Robin Elizabeth Tyler Foundation, and the Midshore Community Foundation.